gentleman on the call, the head coach of the UAlbany Great Danes, Craig Gattuso. Good morning, Coach Gattuso.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. A very strong performance from your team in its home opener on Saturday as you rolled past Bryant 45-3. What impressed you with the way your team played?
Well, you know, the big thing was we were able to run the football, which kind of evaded us at the first week against Central Michigan. So, I mean, I was just happy with the overall effort. I think the kids have really stuck to the plan, and, you know, we've continued to be good in the turnover department and winning big plays and doing the things we value. So I thought, you know, there was a good day all around. It was a game I think we needed to get, you know, a little shot of confidence going in this week against a really tough opponent in Monmouth.
Yeah, that was where I was headed next to ask you about the ability to have such an impressive effort at home and get some return. I know you feel like you've got a really good football team, and then for them to put into that kind of performance, play a lot of guys, how big do you think that can be for you going forward?
Well, it's always important to build confidence is a funny thing, and it can be a week-to-week thing. And I think that, you know, just the emphasis on what we're trying to do, things started to click a little bit late in the first quarter. You know, I thought we played pretty solid. We started a little slow again for about a half first quarter, but we picked it up. We made some big plays when we needed to defensively to get some stops, and, you know, the big run late in the first quarter kind of got us rolling on offense. So I think it's important going into the next week that we've played well and we're starting to practice well. And I think, you know, at the end of the day, it's a big win to get it at home and start get 1-1, get even is a big thing for us.
We're here with you, Albany head coach Craig Gattuso. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit *1 on your keypad. Alex James, CAA Rookie of the Week, 229 yards on just 12 carries. As you touched on, the big run in the first quarter of 80, had another one of 83. Everybody knows about Carl, and he also had a great game. We can talk about him. But Alex, I believe, is transfer from Coastal. What do you like about the way he or what he brings to your team?
Yeah, I think, you know, he played really well. We were expecting a good game out of him. That's why we wanted to get him in the game early. He practiced really well. He was coming off an injury the week before, and we really couldn't utilize him as much as we'd like. But he, you know, he gave us a big spark. I think, you know, he's a different type of runner than Carl. I think that adds to the backfield a little bit. Carl's a physical punishing runner. Alex got a little more slasher in him, a little more shake. And I thought on the first run that he broke, it was just really patient. Held the ball away for the crack and got it and was able to outrun the secondary. So, you know, he's been a great addition to the team as a player, but more importantly, he's a great person and a great teammate, and we're just really glad to have him.
Jeff Undercuffler didn't have the big numbers that he had in week one at Central Michigan, but very efficient, 14 of 25, threw a couple of touchdowns. You talked about, you know, what you liked about him a week ago at Central Michigan. How do you think he continued to progress from week one to week two?
You know, he is progressing, and I think the big numbers, you know, we're happy when and felt he had big numbers in the sense of he threw a couple touchdowns, didn't throw any interceptions, managed the game really well. He's all about moving the ball and winning games, and he's not caught up in the stats and the yards and all that stuff, and I think that's important. You know, we were running the ball really well. We had some things we could have probably done in the pass game to try to get the ball passed around a little bit, but we really thought it was important to establish ourselves around the ball. And I think Jeff, as long as we're, you know, we've been a good turnover team, we've been a pretty good team. And I think that we've had a great start to the year with where we're at with our turnovers. And Jeff's a big, big part of that. He's not making silly throws and silly mistakes that you would usually associate with a redshirt freshman quarterback.
When you put up all the yards that you guys did and points offensively, it's easy to maybe skip over the defense, but those guys played awful well, holding Bryant to 296 yards and just a field goal. As you mentioned, forcing the three turnovers, also came up big on some fourth down plays. Just talk about their performance.
Yeah, you know, we're adapting to some changes, and I think that they're taking hold. I think you know, we played fast, and we really, you know, we had two sacks. We had six, seven knockdowns of the quarterback. We had a lot of pressure on him with our front four. I think our back end played well. We got bumped up in the game, and the second unit of our defense played a lot of the game and played really well. So, you know, the depth was good, the hustle was good, and all in all, I was happy with the defense. And, you know, we gave up some yards in the last two drives of the game. So all in all, I was really pleased with the improvement, I think, from week one to week two in our defense.
One of the guys certainly who stood out, Jaren Williams, the 63-yard interception return for a touchdown, also forced a fumble in the game. You talked about early in the year secondary being one of the areas you thought would be much improved this season. Talk about Jaren's play in your secondary and how you feel your secondary has progressed.
Yeah, Jaren's really solidified our back end. I think, you know, he and Tyler Carswell on the corners have really given us some stability. We have some depth there now. And you know, the safeties, you know, Josh Wynn made a huge play in the game. One of our free safety got beat on a play action, and he was able to sniff it out and made a big interception about our 10-yard line. And so those guys really impacted the game in a positive way, with scoring a touchdown and denying a touchdown. And, you know, that it shows up on the scoreboard, but for us as coaches, gives us great comfort that, you know, we're starting to settle in back there, and hopefully we can be really productive.
Your team heads back on the road this week to Monmouth, a team that has had some success over the last couple of years. What are some of the challenges that they can present for you?
Well, they have a fifth-year quarterback that's Bahar, who's very, very good. You know, he's tall, confident, easy. He's smooth back there. He can run the football extremely effectively. You know, he's a massive concern. Guerrero, the running back, is, you know, these are all the guys we played a couple of years ago. They're all seniors now, so we've seen them in person. We know the talent level that they have. I think, you know, Coach Callahan does a great job. I've known him for many years, coached against him on and off for the last, heck, long time. Even when I was at Duquesne, you know, we played Monmouth my last year at Duquesne. So they're good. They're well coached. They've been the top of their conference the last couple of years, and been in the playoffs, I think, two of the last 3 years. So we know the challenge that they pose, and it's a really tough road game for us, but one we're pretty excited about getting down there and play.
I was going to say, based on the way, not only that you played this past Saturday, but the ability to as well as you played at Central Michigan, how much does that help you in this game as you head on the road in Monmouth?
Well, you know, road games are always tough, but I think, you know, we felt like we played a pretty good game against Central Michigan. A couple little mistakes kind of got us in the hole a little bit, but you know, we've got to be – the one thing we have to be on the road is more precise in how we play and eliminate some of the mistakes. It's just tough on the road when you go in and you make a big mistake or two and they seem to bury us. So hopefully we can get in there and, you know, we've got two games under our belt. We feel good about ourselves right now, and we need to go in and play a really good football team and play a great road game to get a win.
All right, Craig. Thanks, as always, for taking time with us here this morning. Safe travels, and we'll talk again next week.
Thanks, Rob. Bye.
All right, thank you.